Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And here we are. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Getaway Friday, November the 6th, 2020, 14 minutes past the hour. And what an interesting morning it is. The big headline right now out of all the news sources is that as of about an hour ago, Joe Biden has taken the lead in Pennsylvania and Georgia. Now, since Tuesday night, he had not been in the lead in those two particular states. Donald Trump had been. Now, what makes this story particularly interesting is that if Joe Biden should win the state of Pennsylvania, that would be enough. That would be enough to put him over the threshold to be the next president of the United States. Currently, and it has been this way for about 2 days now, Joe Biden has 253 electoral votes and Donald Trump has 214. If Joe Biden should win the state of Pennsylvania, which has 20 electoral votes, that obviously would put him at 273, which would be enough to become the next president of the United States. Now, there will be litigation, without question, but that is the way it is at this particular point. All right. Does anybody have anything to say? Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. 16 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. And again, we are not making any projections. We are not making any decisions. We are not making any announcements until we get official words from other places, but at this point, those are your scenarios. The story at this particular hour is that Joe Biden has taken the lead in both Georgia and Pennsylvania, states he had not been in the lead in since Tuesday night. So, that's where we are. 740-383-9944, coming up on 17 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday, November the 6th. 2020, first Friday in the month of November. Now, we are going to get some information here on the Center Street Market. We do know this. I can give you this now. The market is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7. Monday through Friday, 8 to 7 is when the market will be open. And Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 7. So those are your hours for the new Center Street Market, which opens today. So again, the hours for the new Center Street Market, which is opening today, will be Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 7. Now, the big questions in my mind, and I think in a lot of people's mind when it comes to this particular market right now, are simple. They are, what will the prices be like, and what kind of things do they sell? Well, a little after 10 o'clock this morning, we are going to have those answers, but we do have the hours now, and I'm glad we do. Now, I do want to mention, we have an announcement here that I have not read a whole lot this week because we've been pounded with information, but the Clarendon United Methodist Church on State Route 95 in Clarendon is holding its 43rd Holiday Bazaar on Saturday, November the 14th, a week from tomorrow. From 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., there will be all kinds of homemade gifts, baked goods, sweets, homemade noodles, crafts, and much more. All current COVID recommendations will be followed. It's the Clarendon United Methodist Church Holiday Bazaar, 43rd Annual, November 14th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. So that is just right around the corner. The Holiday Bazaars are going to be in full swing in Marion and in Ohio and all around the world, as they say. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, on the market, I know you said, well, you'll have some answers later on, but can one of the questions you asked is the parking right behind it where the parking area is, or is there somewhere else you need to park to go into the market?
You know, that's a very good question. I'm going to ask that because I think we all here have wondered, one of the problems there is going to be the parking issue.
Right, and I know there's parking space behind it, but is that someone else's, or is that going to be available for the market, or you got to be on-street parking, or I appreciate it if you ask.
Yeah, I'll do that. So now that we know the hours, Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 7, what do you make of the hours?
I think it's good hours. I work till 3:30, and my woman works till 5, so it's plenty of time to get there.
There you go. And we'll so we're going to figure out what the prices are. We're going to figure out what kind of things are sold in there, and we'll also figure out the parking a little after 10 o'clock this morning.
Sounds good to me. Thank you.
Bye-bye. There you go. Inquiries about the Center Street Market, which we will have more information on within an hour. A little after 10 o'clock this morning, we will have our information on the Center Street Market, which opened today. So, right now, all I can offer you is that the hours will be Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, and Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 7. So that's what we know. Now, what we will find out in the next hour, what kind of things will be sold in there, what will the prices be like, and where will the parking be at? That's been a big question. A big, big question mark in this whole thing, oddly enough, has been the parking. We all want to know what the parking situation is going to be like at the Center Street Market, because downtown there is a little bit of a parking issue. Now, sometime, it's certainly better than other cities. There are places to park, but how far is somebody going to have to park from that market? Because I'm not sure who owns what and where you can park. There are some issues with that in downtown Marion. But, you know, hopefully we can get that ironed out, because if you can park close enough to the store, you know, this is not an issue in the summer on the whole, because most people don't mind being out in the nice weather in the summer unless you have a condition where you can't walk very far. But in the winter, it does become an issue for elderly people who don't want to be out in cold or icy temperatures or icy sidewalks or things of that nature. So the parking is a big question right now. So we want to know about the parking, we want to know the prices inside the market, and we want to know exactly what kind of things they are going to sell, and we are going to find all that out a little after 10 o'clock this morning. Now, the hours are 8 to 7, which means they are open now for business. They open today, and Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 7. So those are the things we know about the market at this particular point in time. If you want to know, that's what we know. We want to keep you, you know, we're talking about national things, of course, but we also want to stay very local, because one of the problems locally right now is there's not a whole lot of anybody talking about local things going on. I mean, I still think the Marion Star does their best in promoting local things and talking about local things. All right, looks like we got another phone call coming in here. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
I guess another question would be, with COVID going on, is there going to be so many people allowed in the store?
You know, that's a good question, too. Now, have you seen the pictures of the store that were put up on Facebook?
Yeah, it looked very nice.
It looked very nice. Now, one of the things I was kind of surprised about was how much space ended up being in that store, but I think they opened up the wall between the old cigar shop and the old Republican headquarters.
Oh, okay. They may have. Yeah, it looked pretty big. I just didn't know if they were going to limit. I'm sure a mask is required, but, I mean, the other stores don't really limit, do they?
You know, my understanding is what the rule is, and I don't know if this has been taken out, but at one point the ruling was that whatever your building occupancy was, you were allowed, I think, to have, I think it was 50% at one point.
Well, Scott, if you're talking an old cigar store, it was probably only two people.
Well, with all those wrecks in there, you're probably right. But I don't know. You know, that's interesting because I was shocked, to be honest with you, because everybody was worried about that when they said they were going to put limits on people in stores because people thought they were going to have to stand outside. And then you learned what the actual building occupancy was for these places like Kroger and Meijer and Walmart. And it was an enormous occupancy.
Oh, I agree. I mean, you don't see a lot of people side by side. You might see them in line, but they stay their distance. But and one more question, if you could ask them, do they furnish the bag, or is it a place where you got to bring your own bag? You know, or
well, that's also interesting because so many places are moving away from these. I do believe I'm going to ask them, but I do believe they do take the food card because I know that was a big issue for a lot of people.
Okay.
I do believe they do.
Okay, because like I said, you know, like you talk and save a lot, you got to buy a bag if you want a bag. So, you know, I'm sure they're not starting out new, but you never know.
Well, you know what I just thought about, and I did not see these in the picture, but, you know, depending on how much of whatever is sold in there, I wonder if they have carts or just baskets.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. And are they also maybe, I didn't really, couldn't tell in the picture, are they going to have maybe a meat area? You know?
Well, that you know, this has been a thing because the one thing I'm sure they have is drinks because I could see the coolers in the pictures.
Right.
I could see all of that. But other than that, I really could not make out what kind of things were sold in there.
Right. I couldn't either. I know I seen that maybe the heat vent, whatever, in the ceiling. I thought, first thing I thought of, wow, I want to have a place to take my grandkids. They can play while I shop.
That's they do have a big high ceiling in there, that's for sure.
Yeah, I always thought a great grocery store would have a play area upstairs and, you know, take your kids up there. I mean, Kroger's used to have a little area where the babies sat. But if you had stuff above the ceiling, glass, you maybe keep an eye on your kid. You probably lose track of them. While they play, you shop, everybody's happy.
Well, you know, what's been interesting to me, and there has never been a whole lot of talk about this, but all the fast food places who all had playgrounds out front, is there any left that have a playground out front now? McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King?
No. Well, McDonald's has one inside still, but, you know, you can't use it. I mean, I think it's still there.
Just the one on Main Street. I don't think the other two do,
right.
Do they?
No, they've done away with them. You're right.
It's interesting. Well, hey, I will ask those questions at 10:15. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. So, again, we're going to talk about the Center Street Center Street Market, which opened up today. Apparently opened up at 8 o'clock this morning. Again, the hours on that will be Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 7 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. And at 10:15 this morning, we are going to discuss that in great detail. Because there are a lot of questions we want to know. Do they have a meat department, carts and baskets? Do they accept the food card? I believe they do. I heard that quite a while ago, but we'll see. The EBT card. Do you have to bring your own bags, or do they supply them? Where's the parking? I'm sure you have to wear a mask for COVID, but you know, what's the occupancy because of that? Because that's been a thing. And if, especially when a store first opens, occupancy is a big issue. Also, what type of things do they sell in there overall? And what is the price range of the things that they sell? Because we had a caller early on this morning who was talking about how it was supposed to be aimed at possibly lower-income people. I don't know. I had not heard that. I do know, I remember hearing that they were going to... The two things that I heard, and, you know, you hear things. Nobody told me personally. But the two things that I heard personally who worked there were that it was going to be healthy food and that they were going to take the food card, which was a big issue for a lot of people. So other than that, I really don't know, but we're going to confirm both of those things as well. Is it still that healthy food kind of a store? And do they take the food card? We will ask that. Also, do they have a meat department? Do they have carts and baskets? Do you have to bring your own bags? What's the parking situation? What's the COVID situation? What are the things that are sold in there in general? And what is the price range? So, because we know what things cost in stores, and we know what things cost in these little markets in gas stations. So we are very aware of prices in this town. You know, you go into a grocery store, and maybe you'll get a... I'm trying to think of an item that varies greatly. Well, you know, one that varies greatly to me is like a 2 liter of pop or a jug of milk. You know, you go into a big grocery store like a Meijer or a Walmart or a Kroger, you might get those items. You might get a 2 liter of pop for $1. You might get milk for $1.30. $1.40, depending on what the sales are. But you try to buy that gallon of milk, or you try to buy that same 2 liter of pop in one of these gas stations, the pop might be pretty close to $2 if it's not on sale, and the milk is probably over $2. So that's the price difference. And then you go to a place like Aldi where you can get certain types of pop for 79 cents, and you can get milk for pretty close to $1. So those are the questions we certainly want to know from the clinic over on Center Street. And look, clinic, I keep saying clinic, store over on Center Street, which opened today. Now, I'll tell you, this is a morning, and this was not planned at all, but as you know, we are in day four of the presidential election, and what we know this morning is that Joe Biden still sits at 253 electoral votes. Donald Trump still sits at 214. Now, what has changed in the last 3 or 4 hours? Georgia, which has leaned President Trump since Tuesday, is now leaning Joe Biden. What we learned in the last hour was Pennsylvania, which was leaning President Trump since Tuesday, is now leading Joe Biden. 99% of the vote in Georgia in, 95% of the vote in Pennsylvania in, and if you're keeping track, if Joe Biden wins Pennsylvania, they have 20 electoral votes. That would make him the next president. That would put him at 273. Now, if you were watching television yesterday, you saw our president on television speaking for the first time since election night. And he was here on election night on our station. He called in from the White House. So with everything going on with this election still up in the air and that great speech yesterday that the president gave, he's always been good to me. I got to invite him on the program again while he is still president at this point. Here we go to the White House, President of the United States, Donald Trump. President Trump!
Good morning, Scott. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly.
Oh, good, good, good. I was afraid the Democrats were going to cut the phone line. So it's very important. I have to do it very quickly, very quickly. To talk about what's going on. They're stealing the election, Scott. They're stealing the election. They're counting the illegal votes. And they're counting the legal votes. And I'm hearing these things from Pennsylvania, these stories where they're finding ballots inside of hoagies. They're finding ballots inside of cheesesteaks. They're finding ballots inside of soft pretzels, bags of ballots. Bags of ballots just sitting on the street. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
You know, President Trump, I hated to greet you with that news. We just learned it less than an hour ago, but now Pennsylvania, with 95% of the vote in, is leaning Joe Biden.
Well, they have to stop the vote in Pennsylvania, and they have to keep voting in Georgia. We need every single vote in Georgia. We don't need any more votes in Pennsylvania. So we got to stop in one place and start in the other place.
President Trump, I watched your speech last night at 6:30.
Wasn't I subdued?
You were very, almost melancholy.
They gave me something called a doggy downer. A doggy downer kind of just mellowed me out. It was great. It doesn't change everything that's happening. It's all very, very terrible, you know, because Pootie promised me interference and he didn't deliver. No one delivered this time. Nobody delivered. It's sad.
Now, you seemed to be last night, and you didn't say this outright, but you seemed to be saying, you have done so much for the Republican Party. Where are they for you right now?
Exactly. You know what? I'm so glad you got that, Scott. I'm so glad. Where are they? I can see some people backing off already, and it's terrible. I've helped them out so much. You know, sure, I've called them losers and morons and idiots, and some names, but that's just for fun. Do you know what I mean? Like, where are they now? What do you need, people? You know, where are the people you need when you need them? Do you know what I'm saying?
It's hard to follow sometimes, but I think I do understand it.
Right, and I just want to let you know I'm going to be suing the Republican Party if I lose because they're tarnishing my brand. They're tarnishing my brand by not letting me win. Mitch McConnell, I call him Purple Heads. He's just absolutely horrible, horrible person. I just want to let you know, Scott, I'm telling you and your listeners right now that if I do not win, my supporters, and you know there's a lot of them, there's over 75 million, they're older for sure, they're not like the young Antifa people, but there's going to be looting and rioting like you've never seen. They're going to be looting Golf Galaxy stores across the country. They're going to be looting medical supply stores. They're going to be stealing canes and walkers and CPAP machines and little rascal scooters. It's going to be crazy. Believe me. But they don't need sneakers. They need orthopedic shoes.
You know, President Trump, during your speech last night, you had talked about, I want you to clarify this because I didn't quite understand this part of it, that if the legal votes were counted, you would be the winner.
But, right, exactly.
Right. So, what do you mean, legal votes versus illegal votes? What's an illegal vote?
There's the illegal, I don't know if you heard this, but there's illegal votes coming in. Like, some of them are coming in crayons. now, that's Eric's, and, you know, that's okay. But, you know, for all the other illegal votes, did you know at the election centers, at the county centers, they have Xeroxes, and they go, oh, we need more Joe Biden. And they just print them off. They say the same name, but, you know, they just print them off, and they make them up. They're the illegal votes. It can only count the legal votes.
President Trump, we did not know what was going on last night. We've been in this holding pattern for a couple days now, but waking up this morning here on Friday and knowing that Pennsylvania and Georgia are now leaning toward Joe Biden, 95 in Pennsylvania, 99% in Georgia, highly unlikely these states will not be called today. Might not be the greatest day of your presidency.
Well, listen, if they're not called today, I mean, I cannot take this. I need to know what's going on, because if I have to get a moving company, it takes months to book those. Do you know what I'm saying? And Melania had her stuff moved out yesterday. I'm like, whoa, honey, wait until they decide.
President Trump, I know you're not much of an introspective guy, but now that we've...
I never look back. I only look forward.
I understand. But in this one particular case, what do you think happened this time? Why could you not pull this one off?
Well, I don't think a lot of people realize all the fantastic things that I have done because of the media. Terrible people, especially you, Scott. You're the worst. terrible people in the media. They twist everything I do and say. You know what they do is, I say something and they repeat it back, and it's terrible.
Amazing how that works, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely, because I've been very nice to the press. Very nice. I mean, I've said they're not American and they should all be shot, but other than that, I have been very good to them.
President Trump, being a member of the media, I was kind of confused in your speech yesterday where you said the media was out to make Joe Biden the winner. Now,
right.
How did that happen?
Well, I'm sure a lot of them voted for him, and they portray him as this really nice guy who goes to church, who, you know, has a nice wife, and all of these things. It's all lies. It's all lies. He's a puppet. He's a puppet. A lot of people don't know that. He's a puppet. He's a puppet. And by the way, a very old puppet. I mean, who wants a 100-year-old president, right? Right?
Well, President Trump, you said the other day, a matter of fact, it was on Election Day, it was the first time I'd ever really seen you look introspective, and just to paraphrase what you had said to your campaign workers that day, you know, you like to win, but it's very hard to lose, especially for you. Knowing that that could happen today, how do you think you will feel?
Well, I winning is my bread. Winning is my bread. So if I don't win, I'll be suing myself for tarnishing my winning image.
Oh, just one more question about that. Litigation. You've sent a lot of lawyers out, or your team has sent a lot of lawyers out. Mm-hmm. I saw Rudy Giuliani in Pennsylvania the other day.
He's the best. Eric went out, too. Eric just wanted to get out of the house. He said, go. Get out of the White House. You're driving me crazy. Go with Rudy. Go with Uncle Rudy.
But we did learn that your lawsuits that you filed in Pennsylvania have already been thrown out. Georgia have been thrown out. Mm-hmm. These don't seem to be doing well.
Well, we did win one in Pennsylvania because they had my observers, they had my observers 10 feet away from the counting, and I said 6 feet, and we won. We won. We got 4 feet, and that's a lot of feet. That's a lot of feet. I mean, no one's ever gotten 4 feet in the history of litigation before. It's great to get 4 feet. You know, some people have gotten 3.5, but I got 4.
Well, you know, President Trump, as we head into the holiday season, you know, we're 20-some-odd days from Thanksgiving, 49 days, I believe, from Christmas. This would be your last holiday season in the White House. What do you foresee it?
Oh, well, listen, if I don't win, we're selling the White House. I'm getting my money out of that thing, let me tell you. That's going on Remax first thing Monday morning. From what I understand, that real estate's very, very valuable.
I've heard about that. Now,
yeah, and by the way, just so you know, Melania is not crazy about Christmas. You may have heard the video, the audio tape.
We did hear the audio tape. Now,
yeah, she hates decorating. She loves shopping. She loves not being on decorating.
Not big on decorating. Now, when we look back at this, there's also been this question that you will not concede, there will not be a smooth transition of power. What's going to happen? No. Well, there you go.
When the Biden people come, the doors will be locked, the windows will be sealed. We're not going to let them in. They're going to have to set up a little tent, you know. It'll be great. It'll be like, hello, we have to come in. Like, no, nobody's home. As the Biden cars approach, we're, okay, turn off all the lights and lock the doors.
Well, President Trump, final question here. There has been a lot of question that the reason you've been fighting so hard is because if you don't win re-election on January 20th, when you are no longer president, you leave yourself open to litigation in the Southern District of New York, and people tend to think that's what's going to happen. Are you worried about that?
Oh, I'm extremely worried. If I win, the statute of limitations runs out on those cases. But, you know, because in the Michael Cohen went to jail. I mean, he was my attorney. I was named in the suit. I was named in the criminal complaint. We cannot have that. I've got to win. This is a no-brainer. I mean, I don't want to go to court. I mean, it's very expensive, by the way.
And let alone going to prison.
No, they'll never do that.
Well, that's good to hear. Well, President Trump, I am so glad you were able to join us this morning. I know this has been a rough few days for you and a particularly rough morning, knowing what we know about what we know now in Pennsylvania and Georgia.
You know what? It's too close. You know, maybe I could govern the red states and Joe Biden could govern the blue states. And we'll see how it goes from there. And if it gets crappy in the blue states, they might say, hey, you know what? Maybe Trump should be our president. You see what I'm saying? That's the way to do it.
Would you run again in 4 years? A lot of people have suggested this.
Oh, are you kidding me? How much energy do I will be back. I will be back. And Ivanka will be my VP, and we are going to win. I honestly think the whole reason I didn't win was Mike Pence. He's got no sex appeal.
And we should mention, as always, that portraying Donald Trump, and has been portraying Donald Trump for us dating back to the primaries in 2015.
Oh, to 2004.
Oh, yeah.
This a long time.
Long time is John DiDomenico. John, my goodness, what do you make of all this? What do you think's happened here?
This is democracy in action, and as long as all the votes are, you know, legitimate votes, which I think they are, we have to go. But, you know, I think this shows how divided we are in this country. But again, it's not, you know, we're not in Belarus, we're not in Slovenia, we're not in all these other countries where, you know, people win by 100%. This is democracy in action. And I think it says a lot about Americans that we can have two candidates that are, I mean, like you vote for one person and your neighbor votes for someone else. And so far there haven't been any rioting. There's been some protesting. So I think in the end, I think cooler heads will prevail, because the institutions of this country are far more important than the actual outcome of the individuals who win.
John, I want to ask you this, because you portray President Trump so well. Yesterday's speech, what did you make of that?
As someone who spent a year as an intern for the United States Senator, I honestly was a little surprised because it went against a lot of not just norms, but structural things that are set up in our government and how they operate. Very surprised.
Had you ever seen the president quite that melancholy in reading off a piece of paper?
Yeah, because, you know, for him, you know, having played Trump for many months since 2004, for him, he likes to win things. He's more about emotion, and he's a sales guy, so he wants to, you know, isn't this terrific, isn't this fantastic, everything's great. That has always been his modus operandi on how he does anything, even during a lot of the COVID, press conferences that he was doing. When it gets really specific like this, he doesn't really have a lot of places to go. I don't know if you've ever watched any of the depositions, the hundreds of hours of him being deposed. He gets boxed in, and he can't be himself. So that's why he becomes melancholy. It's the restrictions that are placed on him, because it really comes down to numbers.
Well, I want to ask you this, because I think this maybe is the most important question and last question for you today, because it looks as if, none of us are fortune tellers at this point,
No. But
it looks as if Pennsylvania or Georgia will be called today, and certainly if Pennsylvania is, that's the game. It's over for President Trump. And I think Biden will speak at that point, and I think all the news stations will report that he's the president-elect. Will Donald Trump concede, or will he continue this litigation through January?
Oh, no, he'll continue the litigation, because that's how he operates on everything. I mean, that's just the standard by which he conducts business and he conducts government, and give you a perfect example. Remember the Muslim ban? He was told specifically by numerous people, like, you can't do that, it's illegal, and they did it anyway. And they were sued, you know, by, I think, almost every state. And he's going to just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And that's who he is, and that's how he operates. Because if you've read enough about him, and I have, I've read everything, there's sometimes when you just keep pushing and pushing and pushing, there's a break. Somewhere there's a break point, or there's something. You know what I'm saying? Legally, you can sometimes plow through as opposed to an actual decision.
Well, I think one thing right now, and in the final thought here, is because of breaking points, it has not been announced, and even though we have seen people out, thank goodness nobody's been hurt, but we've seen them in Arizona, we've seen them in Michigan, we've seen them in other places. When the official announcement is made after the speech he gave yesterday, do you think something might happen in this country?
Oh, I do think, you know, I think we've seen a lot of rioting, and we've seen a lot of, you know, people are unhappy at this point. The greatest thing he could do is call for calm, say that it was legitimate, but that's not who he is. So that's my concern, that he can never attribute a loss to himself. It always has to be an external thing that happened to him.
It's going to be interesting, because I just wonder because right now, you know, people think he's lost, and it being official are two different things.
Totally. I think, you know, when it's certified by all the states, and actually, you know, the real numbers don't even have to be in until December. I forget the date, December 5th or the 9th or something like that. But, I mean, they're being so meticulous in their counting. It's all being observed. There are observers in both places, Republicans and Democrats. Everything's being triple-checked. I know here in Nevada where I am, they are making sure, because they don't want, you know, they want it to be as accurate as humanly possible the first time. They don't want recounts. That's a very long process and an expensive process.
It certainly is. I just, you know, and a thing we would have thought, because of the way the votes were counted during this pandemic, an interesting thing has been, if things turn out as they are now, and Biden would win Pennsylvania, and he would win Georgia, and he would win Arizona and Nevada, he would end up defeating Trump by more than Trump beat Hillary.
Right.
So it's,
yeah.
And
I had made a prediction that's pretty much falling in line with all of this right now, so.
Yeah. John, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for getting up early for us this morning.
Alrighty, I'll talk to you soon.
Stay well. Bye-bye.
John D. Domenico, our favorite Donald Trump impersonator, been doing that for us since 2015 and the primaries in the Republican Party. What a fun person he is. And I will tell you this. If you listen to our election coverage back in 2016, or you listen to it on Tuesday night, you will know that he thought Trump was going to win both times. I don't know how he voted, but I do know that he certainly felt that Trump was going to win. So there's the opinion of a man who has portrayed Donald Trump for at least 5 years, heavy for 5 years, has been on the Howard Stern Show, has been on The View, and also predicted that he would win both elections. In 2016, he was right. In 2020, we don't know the answer yet. But I do worry when this projection comes down, if it's a projected win for Joe Biden because of the state of Pennsylvania, and that's all it would take at this point, I don't know what will happen. You know, I saw the speech yesterday that the president gave, and I saw what's going on in Arizona and in Michigan, and I just don't know. I don't know. Hope it's okay. Hope nothing happens. Hope it's just business as usual, but I don't know. Anybody got anything to say? We got about 9 minutes left in this hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I would love to hear your opinion. So many things going on right now. And again, the story of the morning is that, as it were, Joe Biden now leads in the state of Pennsylvania and leads in the state of Georgia, which he had not led in since this whole thing started on Tuesday. 99% of the vote in Georgia, 95% of the vote in Pennsylvania. Will either of those states be called today, this morning? Who knows? Nevada and Arizona, nobody knows about. Nevada said it could be a couple days. I don't know when we're going to hear from them. And as far as Arizona goes, that seems to be a weird count in and of itself. But at this point, those two states might be irrelevant in what a person needs to win. Because as we've said, if Joe Biden wins Pennsylvania, that's pretty well it at this point. And that's just the way it is. That's how the Electoral College works. But at least we can take heed in the idea that for our democracy, more people voted in this election than ever voted before. So that's a positive thing. We always have to look for the positives. 7 minutes left in this hour. Any opinions out there? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, we're going to be talking about the Center Street Market, which opened today here in Marion. down here on Center Street. And the hours, we do know. The hours will be Monday through Friday, 8 until 7 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. We're going in the next hour, around 10:15, to learn about their prices. We're going to learn about the things that are sold there. We're going to learn about the parking situation. We're going to learn about the COVID rules. We're going to learn about carts and baskets and do they take the food card and what kind of bags do they have? Do you have to bring your own bags? We're going to figure that all out a little after 10 o'clock this morning. And all kinds of guests this morning here on the program because we are trying to follow all the stories that are going on right now. And I think that's important. You really... If you're going to be on the air, you've got to pass along information and education, and whether it's local or national, you certainly have to be accurate with what you're doing, and you've got to be meticulous, and you've got to handle that with care, and that's why no announcements or no projections are going to be made until we know for sure what's going on. And then when we know for sure, we will tell you for sure, and then we will move on from that particular point. You know, great weather right now here for November. Boy, did I notice that last night. I was so surprised and so happy to see what the weather was like last night. In Marion, in early November, it was beautiful, beautiful night last night, as opposed to this past weekend when temperatures were rather cold. I believe last Friday, temperatures were rather cold. So, it's nice to have a little bit of a change of pace here in the month of November. Again, any opinions are welcome. Getaway Friday, November the 6th, 2020, 55 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okie doke. Let's see what we got going on here. We've got the Clarendon United Methodist Church State Route 95 and Clarendon Holiday Bazaar, 43rd Holiday Bazaar, on Saturday, November the 14th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. There will be all kinds of homemade gifts, baked goods, sweets, homemade noodles, crafts, and much more. All current COVID recommendations will be followed. Again, that's the 43rd Holiday Bazaar, Clarendon United Methodist Church, this Saturday, or next Saturday, no, excuse me, not tomorrow, next Saturday, November the 14th, from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. We want to make sure that we have that right. The big Holiday Bazaar coming up at the Clarendon United Methodist Church. And, you know, I hope these holiday bazaars come off okay and everybody observes the COVID rules correctly, because that's a whole nother thing going on right now. Everybody is on high alert because of the pandemic right now, and we want to see everybody happy, and we want to see everybody to the best of their abilities doing what they're doing. We don't want people to be unhappy and yelling at each other. We're about to head into this holiday season. We've just come off a very rocky time in this country, the presidential election, the ups and downs of the beginning of this pandemic, continuing through it. I hope that in some way, however this is going to be done this holiday season, that we can hopefully all be a little nicer, a little more what would I want to say here? A little more compassionate toward other people, a little more understanding. The understanding is very important. You want to be understanding of other people's issues. And again, you might not agree with them. And again, this comes back to everything. Pandemic, election, whatever. You may not understand why somebody feels the way they do, but don't condemn them for how they feel. Just say, okay, I understand. And I also don't think we have to convert everybody to how we feel either. Just listen to them. Listen to what they have to say and say, okay, I understand what you're saying. I hear you. I get it. and then just kind of leave it at that. We don't have to argue all the time. We don't have to be so angry all the time. We don't have to try to convert everybody to our way of thinking all the time. Sometimes, you know, we can watch a movie. We can watch a documentary in which we don't agree at all with what's going on in the movie or the documentary. We don't sit there and get in an argument with the person we watch the movie with. And sports. You know, people have little dust-ups about sports. Okay, I think the Browns are great. You think the Browns stink. Okay. That usually does not turn into a fight. That might turn into a discussion. Well, I think the Browns are great because they've got such and such players, and they've scored this many points, and they've won this many games. And the other person might say, well, the Browns haven't been in the Super Bowl since I don't know when, and they tend to screw everything up. And those are opinions, and we can have those opinions. Nobody seems to have a problem with those opinions. It's when we get into politics or local things that people really tend to go off the deep end. The pandemic right now is one of those things that causes people to go off the deep end. So, there you are. 59 and a half minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. Now, don't forget, we are coming back at 10:15, and we're going to talk about the Center Street Market. Get a lot of questions answered about this new Center Street Market, which opened up this morning at 8 a.m. What kind of things do they sell? What are the prices like? All that good stuff coming up a little after 10:15 this morning. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
BH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. From legendary comedian Orson Bean singing the Baloney Song.
Two Irishmen and a Hebrew once went out for recreation, and they took enough provisions along to spend a week's vacation. That last out in the woods, it grew dark and